This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Dr. Bill Deagle here, and I'm actually going to talk with Dr. Bill Singh. One of the things you have to understand is the COVID vaccine issue is a really big deal. In fact, I put up a series of videos on over the last few days. I'm the inventor of the technology, and I want to go over some of the very simple basics without getting technical so the ideas can't be stolen. But basically, taking the memory molecules after we train the memory cells in your immune system, called dendritic cells, and we are able to deliver them safely past the gut to your immune cells in your body, your cellular and B cell. That capsulizes it. Very simple technology, very advanced technology to actually extract it and deliver the memory molecules selectively to your immune cells. I went through patent searches on this, and I just went through it again this morning. Nobody's done anything similar to this. They've tried, you know, funny stuff. In fact, they got a patent was sent to me by Dr. Dan Royal that was an antigen patent where somebody had, in 2001, tried to take HIV antigens and then put it in some kind of capsule and then hope that they're going to get an immune response. Of course, if you don't get the biomolecules past the stomach acid and pepsin and digestive enzymes, and you don't deliver it to the body's immune system to actually produce a strong enough immune stimulus to those particular gut payer patch cells that are going to be a place where the dendritic cells can reside beside your lung and your immune cells, say, in your liver, your sinusoids, the liver sinusoids, you're not going to get an immune response. What we do is we actually are going to be incubating the universal dendritic cells, firstly with the animal model and the human model, and then extracting these memory molecules. They're like a little subroutine program. Think of a virus as a computer subroutine. If it's a wrong subroutine, like the one they made to create this COVID-19, and it, just to give you a little history, the COVID-19 virus was a bioweapon created in a lab in conjunction with our labs, and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and all the other maniacs and all our agencies in the Netherlands University in the animal lab in Australia. And because they couldn't make a race-specific bioweapon, they made a vaccine. They thought, well, we'll make a vaccine against this sucker. And the vaccine went wrong, and it caused massive plague, which is why China's still shutting down places in northern territories and other cities, and it's killing a lot of people. In fact, it's probably killed, as of 3 months ago, at least 20 million Chinese, their cell phones were turned off, and 900,000 landlines. So it's probably killed in tens of millions of people, and they're lying, because they figure, well, we got 1.4 billion, we could lose 100 million. But guess what? In the meantime, China, which is very wealthy from being a World Trade Organization having slave labor and having very technically advanced people. So 85% of their politicians are engineers. They're not stupid people, but the problem is they've succumbed to the communist regime. Chinese people are wonderful people. Just unfortunately, they have a communist system, which we need to get rid of. And hopefully, one of the side effects of this plague is not only will we disconnect from the CCP, but we'll also rescue the Chinese people so they'll have a democratic elected thing, and we'll also clean out our own shelf. We've got a lot of corrupt politicians here coming up with this, Mr. Flynn, our military officer, how he was targeted by the previous Obama administration. And I don't see why we should have any compunctions about not prosecuting Barack Obama and Susan Rice and all the other criminals that were involved in this. They need to be wearing orange jumpsuits. It should be the orange should be the year of 2020 of their color. And if we don't clean up our nest here, our collaborative agencies will probably try to re-seize power, because I think it's very likely that Trump is going to smarten up enough that he's going to get reelected. But at the end of his term, especially if they lose Congress and Senate, we're going to have a very bad turnout, let's say, toward the end of his term. And then we're going to have the demon rats take over, and they're going to bring America down hard. So we maybe buy some more time if Trump smartens up, and he's literally withdrawn about the idea of forcing vaccination, but he's given all this crap over to the United States. And when I hear people say, well, the vaccines, don't say anything that the vaccines are not safe. I've actually talked to people saying that. I said, are you kidding? I've got experts on my show, Barbara Lowe Fisher, right, Sherry Tenpenny, other vaccine experts will be bringing on the program. I talked last week to Dr. Shiva Amadaya, who's running for Senate in Massachusetts against the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. And everybody I talked to, including myself and all the experts I know that all RNA vaccines are, number one, have always failed in the last 20 years. They're also extremely dangerous. They create things like blocking antibodies that can cause binding antibodies that can actually cause a crisis or a cytokine crisis that cause death or serious injury. And so we have to understand this is what's going on. Oh, let me look. That's interesting. Fascinating here. Let's see what we have here. So I want people to understand what's going on right now is we have a situation that's getting pretty close to crisis level in terms of the idea of forced vaccination. While they're opening things back up, I am going to see a slight increase in cases because this does spread. It's airborne AIDS, but if your health system is healthy, to be honest with you, if you take all of my NutriMeds and additional products, you don't need a mask or visor or anything. The only reason why I wear it is if you have a crappy immune system or you're not fully up to snuff, you don't want to get infected and sick yourself or pass it on to a sicker relative or person you're working with like a senior citizen and make them sick or die. This is like passing a bad subroutine to someone who's got crappy zinc levels, can't inhibit the RNA polymerase to stop the virus from replicating in your cells, has poor antioxidant levels, has vitamin D levels in your boots, and doesn't have the nutraceutical capacity to actually protect your mitochondria from oxidative stress. And if you were like the Swedes, eating a lot of salmon and other foods with antioxidants, you're probably, if you're an average healthy young person, you're not going to get sick at all. Now, that's the only way to build up herd immunity is not have a mask on. But you got to take all the nutraceuticals. So I want people to understand this. It's extremely important to take NutriMeds. Now, what I'm doing is I put together the idea, because I work with the idea of dendritic vaccines for the past 30-plus years, firstly in Germany for years, and then the last maybe 10, 15 years in Greece, where I'd send people's blood off to get a dendritic vaccine and also determine which chemotherapy agents at low dose with insulin potentiation would work for their cancer. Then I give them things like elagic acid, malignant block, and to strip off the capsule to make it hot so the immune system can seek it. I give them enzymes like Inflamex and serapeptase. Then we give them things to protect against the cytokine storms that are happening when your body's fighting the virus, including like H-duplex hydrogen, ultrathiamine B1, neutrochelis, L-detoxyglutathione, very important, it's selenium cruciferate, etc., and then neutrochelis, and then, of course, tocotrienols, tocopherols with gamma A+. Neutral pH, vitamin C capsules, alkyl power C plus, and the crystals now, which we now from tapioca, and the curcumin product in their cell defense capsules or cell defense curco gold from India. 8 and 24 times more liposomally absorbed. Now, it's important to understand, I don't know why people are out there not wearing masks because they think that they're going to be just perfectly fine and they're delusional. We're going to see a lot of people getting sick. Some of them are going to get chronic disease that's going to start chewing away not only their taste, but their brain, or their kidneys, or their organs. Because it's airborne AIDS, people. Get a life. If you're not going to wear a mask, that's fine, but you better be on my NutriMeds. Now, don't visit any relatives. You might carry the virus, even if it's a stealth or silent one. Because if you do, and they're sick or older and have diabetes or problems, you're going to maybe make them sick, or they're going to get seriously ill and die. It's that simple. We do not need social distancing. They have social distancing, so when they put the damn chip in you, they can track your carcass to, you know, a cubic meter because they want you at least 2 meters apart so they can see you're on a 5 or 6G network in an artificially intelligent cyberspace universe. Believe it or not, they want to turn you into, I call Jumanji or Trumanize you, you know, like the Truman movie, which I watched the other night at home. We have our Sunday night movie. So, basically, all of the vaccines are dangerous. In fact, people have to understand this. The only ones that I would say are relatively safe is the tetanus vaccine, if you haven't screwed with it like they did with the Catholic Doctors Association and the Filipinos and Soweto, South Africa, that create anti-trophoblast antibodies where they added crap to it. Or the pneumonia vaccine that actually kind of boosts your immunity against different types of pneumonia. Other than that, they're all dangerous. I mean, my daughter, 26 and a half years ago, she had an acellular pertussis, which is one of the safest of these damn vaccines, and she had a cardiac arrest. I had to intubate her on my kitchen table to save her life, like 26 and a half years ago. And then I started researching, getting madder and madder and madder, realizing the crap that I was told by my professors, that's total BS, that vaccines are safe. They're not. They contain mercury. They contain aluminum. They contain adjuvants. They contain stealth viruses like the measles, mumps, rubella. Contains the stealth viruses that's monkey kidney cells, basically. These cells actually have ancient, or, you know, are monkeys, a certain type of monkey that has actually causes cancer maybe 10, 20, 40, 50 years later. This is not funny. They often transfer what we call toxic exosomes. In other words, you can transfer toxic ones from other species that don't belong in humans, but when you inject them, you can weaponize them. That's what they did 103 years ago with the typhus vaccine, but they mixed pig flu and human flu, and the real recombinant, along with the exosomes, caused death. 100 people, million people worldwide, 7.5 million Americans, 700,000 Canadians. So hopefully we'll track down Dr. Singh, and we'll get him online here in a minute, next break. And we'll be back, and we'll talk about how we need funds. We need Munda right now, and you get a tax write-off for the patent and the legal stuff for my patent, meaning for the lab to complete the project. And if you don't get this done for the Zorro vaccine, God help us in the fall. We'll be back in just a minute.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And a special treat for those people watching on Vita Radio, which is Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. You're going to see a little PowerPoint here, and I'm going to just scroll through it. The rough early draft, I put some ideas I put together. Dr. Singh put a couple slides together and add a whole bunch more slides and text and information and pictures. So we'll go through this. And I'm going to review it so you get an idea. I've already done a patent search on this, and our patent's already in progress, so it'll be launched very shortly under my name. because I'm the original inventor of the idea of taking the exosomes from dendritic cells and put them in a capsid gel, which preserves the pH, and then gets it through your dendritic cells through the terminal ileum, where it's put in liposomes, so it preserves those exosomes so they survive the gut and then are delivered to your memory cells. So let's go through it. It's going to be safe and simple art, okay? And here's a bunch of the studies that he pulled up, which I've had found over 300. Actually, just did a search again this morning on the U.S. Patent Office. And, of course, some of the patents look kind of confusing, but I've been at it for 40 years. It's dendritic immune cells, I've added this text here, are incubated with the peptides and glycoproteins that you're identifying. And, again, we're going to focus this strictly just on, say, the sigma-1 protein, which was reverse-engineered by Dr. Lieber, working with the Thousand Talents Program, so you can take a virus and jump species. So the weaponized SARS virus that they made in the animal lab with HIV genes in Australia, they can then chimerically add this then with the gain of function that Dr. Barrick at the University of North Carolina developed, so they could actually make a super weapon. And then he's out in the Chinese and say, hey, this is a good way to kill a lot of Americans and Westerners and take over the world. Why don't we just vaccinate our people? Because we have a heterogeneous population. It's not homogeneous. And we can't make a race-specific bioweapon against to kill all these non-Asians. So let's just vaccinate ourselves and release the pathogen, which is why, by the way, when the virus did get out because of vaccination, they actually bought all the personal protection equipment. They allowed flights to the world, but wouldn't allow them to fly from Hubei province to central China, where they knew the outbreak happened, to other parts of China. They locked down in central China, but not flights internationally. You know, this was not caused by a leaked virus from a lab or by a wet market. The wet markets, actually, believe it or not, are cleaner than our abattoirs where we're slaughtering organisms. Next, it works by transferring the immune memory molecules that are extracted, delivered to T and B cells for liposomes, which I've designed. I actually have the liposomes, which I have from a special source, and the capsule gel company here in California that can encapsulate it in a matter of days. It only takes 3 to 5 days to incubate the T cells with the sigma-1 protein with the universal dendritic cell culture, and we can extract these. Then we can test with either cellular or humoral immunity in a matter of 30 days to determine if you develop T and B cell immunity by transferring the immune memory like a subroutine. And we can do this for other diseases, but I'm not going to get into that. We can also use it to turn off autoimmune disease and even identify cancer cells so your body's immune system can seek and destroy them. And those are other patents that I'll be developing based on this patent, which I'm going to be launching here in the next few days. Will be operational with my lawyer and my attorney, by the way. He's both Russ Weinzimmer. And transit goes safely across the gut and stomach acid and pepsin with these capsule gel and delivers it to a pH of 2.0, so it gets to the terminal ileum that releases the liposomes. They're then turned into splanchnic circulation, which is gut circulation. Then it enters through the liver sinusoids into the general circulation after it goes from the liver to the spleen and then from the spleen there to the general circulation. So this is how it works, okay? So the multi-step process is very simple. There's no needles injected here. It's a capsule carrying my technology, capsule gel with liposomes, and we simply extract the dendritic cell exosomes. That's how we do it. What happens in the body after vaccination? If you see this picture here, you can see we basically, whether you take it by mouth, it goes down to your gut cells transfer the liposomal exosomes to the gut cells, the dendritic cells, and goes from the gut to the general circulation through your liver, and then through the spleen, and boom, into your general circulation, to your T and B cells. That's how it works. And you can see this model here. The exosomes are carrying basically the particular markers. The dendritic cells pick up the exosomes and process the antigen, and they actually then transfer that to that informational molecules to your cellular immunity called the T cells to create immune cells that seek and destroy that can't any cell containing this sigma-1 protein or any virus that identifies as a sigma-1 protein. So you can see with this picture here, it looks like a needle, but it's not a syringe. It's going to be a capsule. And basically, you just swallow a capsule with juice or water, and when it gets under your small bowel, boom, it starts to do its job, and in 30 days, if it works correctly, we'll show antibodies, and we can prove with a skin test or immunological test T and B cell activities. So we're going to be able to prove, not just measuring simple things, we're going to measure more complex immune reactions to identify we've activated your immune system to seek and destroy any cells or tissues containing it that are trying to get into your body, either through airway or food, or somebody coughing or breathing the aerosol. Because remember, the virus can enter again, people don't believe the germ theory. I mean, I hear people saying ridiculous things like Dr. Truat, that there's no such thing as a germ theory. It's ridiculous. Okay, I've been in this business 50 years. I worked in bacteriology. I worked in the lab, actually, with, you know, Berkey's manual, et cetera, bacterial cultures and blood agar plates and so on 50 years ago. This is not open to opinion, okay? But once you weaponize a virus, you've actually injected to a person. It's not just the virus alone. They're wrapped in the cellular materials, in the exosomes, and the other materials, in the aerosol of someone's cough or their breath. And so the virus is not naked. It's not a naked, just viral chunk. It's covered with biological material, so it's absorbed and integrated. That's why when you hug someone or you just breathe on them, a few feet, a foot or two away, you're transferring genetic and epigenetic material even in your breath because of materials coming out of your mouth and into their airway and then down into their stomach or in their gut besides in their airway. So basically you get the dendritic cells take these little spike proteins. They see the particular protein. We train the dendritic cells. The dendritic cells that actually transfer the information. So the same thing goes for turning off autoimmune disease and cancer, identifying any other pathogen. So here's the procedure. Number one, we culture the dendritic cells. We have the antigen glycoprotein. We have the exosome extraction. And that's why we need the funding. We need funding now. Contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical. Call me at drbill, D-E-A-G-L-E-M-D, at gmail.com. Give me a phone number to call back. Whatever you provide, we can provide you with a tax-free write-off to get the patent. And I want the finances, firstly, for me, with the patent, my legal expenses, and then for our laboratory. And that laboratory money will go over to Dr. Bill Singh and Dr. Dan Royal, who want to do the animal study, which is supposed to start this week, because they're purchasing the Sigma-1 protein to start the animal culture. They have all the lab equipment. They're ready. But they're going to need a chunk of money. I will need a chunk probably around, I would say, $10,000 for the legal expenses, and they need around $50,000 to $60,000. For the lab, not only for the animal study, but the human study is going to follow, including special testing technology they have to do to confirm that the immunological response is there. This can be done very quickly because the culture only takes 3 to 5 days, and we can prove the test in a matter of a month, which means you don't have a long lead time. There's no toxins in it. There's no adjuvants, aluminum, mercury, toxic chemicals. There's no DNA, RNA. That's not an RNA virus. There's no carrier molecules or antigens that are going to cause immune response or cytokine storm. So the liposomal delivery is I have liposomes. I have a certain source that will carry these exosomes in the capsugel technology. And then what happens is you get immune defense. You also have antipathogenics, antiviral, antibacterial, antispirochete. And it turns off autoimmunity if you design it later on in a later patent and turns on your ability to seek and destroy cancer. So when we come back, we're going to talk further about this, but in just a minute.
One iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're opening up our country. We're opening it up very fast.
The president's comments as all 50 states have begun to slowly and safely reopen their economy. The president also saying,
so we did the right thing, but now we have to get back to work.
President Trump meeting with the governors of Arkansas and Kansas at the White House on Wednesday. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the president is looking out for folks as he implements deregulation policies.
The last thing that small business owners and property owners and taxpayers need as they are trying to recover from this global pandemic economically, if not emotionally, are more regulations. This has been the deregulation president.
Conway speaking on Fox News. The president on Tuesday signed an executive order that aims to get rid of regulations that stop the economy from returning to normal. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is delivering a virtual commencement speech for Columbia University Law School. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee telling graduates to trust in self-governance because right now it is under attack by those who have been corrupted with power. Biden adding they need to turn trauma and chaos into progress for the future. An NBA superstar reportedly came very close to switching to a different game. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
LeBron James says Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones once offered him a contract to play in the National Football League. TMZ is reporting that James was very concerned about the NBA lockout in 2011, and as a result, he began to train for a possible pro football career. But the NBA settled its labor differences, and LeBron returned to the court, and instead of signing the NFL contract, he framed it and hung it on his wall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Radio News.
Attention homeowners that
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Continue our discussion. So this is one of the slides that proposed with the animal lab study that they want to do with the animals that Dr. Bill Singh will do. And basically it's an example. This is, you know, nice. It's a hypothetical example. You had four subjects. You measured their antibody level, and you can measure an immediate antibody, which is IgM, and delayed IgG. You can also measure the DTH, which is the cellular immune response test. And there's other ways of measuring it. To measure that response to see if that works. So that's really kind of cool. I estimated time to prove it, roughly 4 weeks for the animal study and about 8 weeks for the human study to be absolutely certain we have the data. Again, remember, it's not dependent on that because this is a very simple, straightforward process. I have the patent. They have the laboratory. Once we get the two together, we will get this ready to go to a major manufacturer and then produce massive amounts of this. It can be literally sent out in the mail. You can literally swallow the capsules. You can either send you to a lab, LabCorp request for a blood test to improve the cellular immunity, or have a purple test swab sent to you that can be sent back in a package. They can measure, say, the particular immune response or finger prick test. So various different tests that Donald Trump and the labs have generated, all kinds of testing. Some of them are very sensitive, some are not sensitive. We want to make sure that we have what's called an antibody immunoglobulin detecting what's called a sigma-1 protein, not all other kinds of antigens, and identifying with the T cells that carry the virus or not. And this is basically a success, better than 100% improvement success that it's going to work. And also, it's been used in cancer therapy. I've been using it for 30 years. So this idea of mine was to take the cancer therapy dendritic approach. But I have the delivery technology. I've got my previous patents over the last 4 years on the use of capsule gels to deliver molecules to the lower bowel. I was successful with my patent there 3 years ago, which was last July. I got the patent for my Red Deer Velvet DR. And, of course, the idea of putting the exosomes, perhaps in liposomes, or just put them directly in the capsule gel will allow them to be safely get past the gut to deliver them. So that technology combination is very simple. We're going to do the lab results, if everything works out with these guys, the Eternal Healing Band Clinic, which is under the Crow Nation. If you provide finances to the laboratory study, you get an NDA total write-off against taxes because it's a foundation. So that's why we need the finances to support for me to do this. I'm the primary inventor of the product, and, of course, the laboratory will be done by Dr. Bill Singh and Dr. Dan Royal. I know that Dr. Ron has been involved, too. I won't mention his last name. He's a very senior member. And Dr. Ron is very interested in this project, but he may be able to confirm later testing and other things, and we need to negotiate, obviously, with major biopharmaceutical manufacturing companies, which you may be involved with. But the key thing is we have the ideas, which I put together. They have the laboratory. The combination can generate a product that by the end of the summer we can have an oral vaccine that's completely safe and non-toxic that people can then utilize. And we need to get the funding. The main thing right now is we need financial support. That's extremely important that we get the financial support in order to move forward with this. So I'm going to end that little show there. And ask for people if you have any questions about this and my other things. I have people wondering if they can already get this vaccine. It's not available. It's something that's theoretical right now, but it's actually very, very simple steps. It takes a process that's been proven in over 300 different laboratory things and research over 40 years on cancer and other diseases. I have a delivery technology in a way of specifically making sure the memory molecules make it through the gut to the gut cells, your gut, brush cells, so it can actually be transported through the end of the small bowel to the liver and then to the spleen and into the general circulation to the T and B cells, your immune cells throughout your body. So that technology is available. Now, what I'd like to do now is to kind of go over some of the nutraceuticals you want to take along with the first line of the kit. And I'm going to review it again for people that don't understand the first line kit, how important it is. I don't care if you don't wear a mask. But if you don't wear a mask, don't visit anybody that you can carry the virus to that may get sick or die. So if you don't wear a mask and you want to be a real ding-dong, because I tell people this idea of not wearing a mask out in public, firstly, if I was out in public, I'd be wearing a mask primarily so that, number one, I wouldn't get infected. But if I want to build herd immunity, and I'm basically not really concerned about it, I don't need to wear a mask at all if I take all my nutrients. So if I'm going out, let's say, to a restaurant, personally, I take all the nutrients. I take enough nutrients and take, you saw my whole list, my whole cupboard's all there. I don't need a mask, even at 68. And the reason is, I have antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense to kill the virus. I have things to stabilize and protect my mitochondria, Cell Defense, Kirku Gold, and Cell Defense capsules. I have the Power C Plus crystals and capsules I take every day. I have NADH tablets, which even have a bottle on my desk here that maintain the electron transport chain, cell detox, glutathione, H2-plex hydrogen is in my drink right now. I take Sports Energy Light to maintain my ATP. I take the antioxidants like NADH Max with dimethyl resveratrol. And as I take all these things, I'm bulletproof. Now, if I had someone, I'm not in active practice going to a senior home, I cannot transmit the virus because I can't carry it. The reason why they have the social distancing is insanity. It's insanity because the virus isn't going to be stopped at 6 feet. If you're a victim and can be a carrier of it by coughing, sneezing, or just breathing, the aerosol will go up to, if you cough, up to 49 feet, and the nanoparticles, even in your stool, even 2 months after you recover, can go hundreds of feet. So whoever keeps on quoting this, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, the others, they can go to hell. Stop it. You have to have everybody out there wearing eye visors and masks so you don't get infected in hygiene. They have antipathogenics, whether it's an alcohol wash or our previous thing, our defense wipes. We've got another product coming on that's going to be non-toxic, won't ruin your skin. That'll be available shortly. But you have to understand, you need hygiene. You don't need this freaking visor blocks. You can't go gambling in Las Vegas or 6 feet apart in a restaurant. That's all foolishness. Everybody should be basically taking nutraceuticals to protect their body and wearing an eye visor and a mask if you're out in public so you don't transmit. You don't need 6 feet apart. 1 feet, a foot apart doesn't matter if you're protecting your eyes so it can't get in there and you're not touching your face and you're covering your airway so the virus particles can't get in. And when I hear people say that the masks actually cause disease, these people are morons. They don't cause disease. They just prevent you from exchanging biomolecules with your relatives and friends. But if you're sick and carry the virus and you cough on somebody, you're a nurse or a doctor, you're going to infect a person. And if you're not using proper PPE when you're putting in a tube, you just got an eye visor that doesn't seal around your eyes, and it goes into the eye particles, and you say, well, I wonder why I'm having a hell of a high fever. I'm aching all over. It's because you, doctor, are sick. I have a bunch of doctors have contacted me, and they got sick because they had improper use of personal protection equipment. Putting a visor on to stop a splash in your face doesn't stop either aerosols or nanoparticles, okay? So don't be an idiot. Get on the NutriMeds. Let's go over some of them. We have, of course, our NutriDefense up on the screen. We have, of course, the PowerC Plus crystals and capsules. We have Nutridyne, Allicin Med. We have, of course, the Niacin 95 mass times 2. Stay well with NutriMeds. If you don't want to take the mask and the eye visor, load up and you'll be fine. You can't transmit to anybody else because you can't carry it. Back in a minute. God's sake, order it now, please. Do it. Because if you want to open up the economy, open up your cash box and buy the stuff right now and take care of yourself and your family.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at...
Give me your website and I'll pull it up on here as well. What is it called? Strategic Patent Law?
StrategicPatentLaw.com.
I got it. Okay. This is Dr. Bill Deagle, and I am bringing up Russ Weinzimmer. He is my attorney.
Weinzimmer.
He's my attorney, my patent attorney. He's also an attorney, and he's also a scientist. He's got a master's in physics degree, so he's not just a novice here, and his website is called strategicpatentlaw.com. And, of course, the first step, you have to understand, people don't understand, I'm going to make a few statements, but I think you're going to like these. The reason why America is so powerful is not because of our military, it's not because of our government, it's because of the innovation of people that decide to get intellectual property rights and create something new. So 90% of the patents that were created in the 21st century are Americans. Now, about another 5 or 6% are Canadians and Europeans. But basically, we created the future. And because we have a system of legal protection of those informational and intellectual property rights, the people that invent that and reinvent other things based on the previous inventions they have created a new technological future, which is why I remember I went back 40 years ago when I got an offer to work in UCLA, at Santa Monica, UCLA. It was very heavily polluted. The pollution's a lot less now because we've got better ways of unpolluting our world. Now we can improve it better. We can stop using, for example, toxic pesticides and use radionic frequencies to suppress parasites. We can remineralize our soil. And as we move forward with patents, we're going to improve energy transfer technology so we don't have to use UHF transformers that can be knocked out by a power grid. So I'd like to talk about, and of course, your main law number here is 800-621-3654. And that's the first step in getting a patent. And, of course, I've done patents on the red deer velvet, which we got authorized last July. This is a good idea to look at it. It's a capsule gel delivery system, and this can be used for other things, too. And I have to understand, I've been doing patents since the 1980s. My first patent I did was what's called a Dynatens, which is a little device I'm going to repatent and modify that actually will work through your chi or chi energy points. And when you move it over a spot, it goes zing. It actually sings when it hits one of your energy points in your body and puts harmonic radiation to heal your body through it, those frequency points. But I've done patents and other technology, too, over the years. What I've learned is, you need somebody really smart like yourself that not only loves the law, but also knows how to interact with people, because everybody and their dog are trying to steal your ideas, twist it, or even use it for bad things. For example, the vaccine industry, because they aren't being supervised properly during British Bush, put the vaccine court in, they're getting away with murder, literally, injuring people to murder. Now, that's important. So when we do patents like Red Deer Velvet, we did very careful to say these molecules are natural, they're from Red Deer, and we actually delivered it in a capsule gel so it gets past the stomach acid and pepsin. And what he did is all the work to make sure that it would clearly sail rate, so we didn't have all kinds of back and forth from the patent office saying, no, you can't do this, and you don't have this, not safe, et cetera, et cetera. And we got the patent. So describe what your patent procedure and why your system is so much more efficient, not only with dealing with the patent office, but also the individuals that might try to steal the technology or misabuse it. Right?
Yes. Okay. So when I work with an inventor, I need to understand what the inventor thinks is most valuable about the invention.
Right.
And then we discuss the technology of it. And most patent attorneys do not understand the business side of patents. They don't understand the market and competitive issues that really drive the whole purpose of getting a patent.
Right.
So they usually come from an engineering or technical background, and they get disenchanted, and so they decide to go to law school, and then they get their law degree, and they go start practicing patent law. But they usually do not have much business sense, and they really aren't good communicators often. They started as an engineer. Those people generally aren't good with words. So
right.
Finding a good patent attorney is actually hard. And I know this because I try to hire them to help me with my work going back to when I was chief patent counsel at Cognex Corporation. It was difficult to find really good patent attorneys who understood all three of the aspects of good patenting, which is the technical, the legal, and the business considerations.
Yeah, I have that up, that chart, by the way, up on from your website, up on the thing there, because I learned this from dealing with what we call dummy patent attorneys that would kind of screw things up or not do it correctly. Or you make a patent you think is going to protect your technology and your ideas, and it doesn't. And you also don't want your patent to be misabused by someone that takes your ideas and uses it for bad things rather than good things. So that's important. And you want to maintain control. For example, what I've done here is I did the original research going back. I have used dendritic cells for years. So I took my idea of understanding dendritic cells to say, hey, could I get those dendritic cell information through to your immune system safely? And I said, wow, my capsule gel. I've been doing work on this for years, going back 5-6 years. And then we got the patent applied 3 years ago, got it last July. This is makes a perfect technology. So you want to understand that whether you're whatever technology, whether it's a medical device or a diagnostic device or whatever, or a production device. For example, one of the ones that I want to see a production device patented is a true multi-layer 3D printer. So someone can literally order micro cubes of something and actually drop them in their 3D printer and print, say, a game or a toy or a device, right? Or even print a circuit board, you know? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not print it? I mean, the future isn't ordering from a giant factory. It's maybe having a recycle tube come into your home with nanoparticles and a little package that comes through an air tube, like, you know, the old air tubes inside the big buildings. And then your laptop in your bedroom or your study just goes click, 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 and then out in your garage you have a 3D printer, and you come back an hour or so later, and the device or the circuit board or whatever is just printed with all the circuits and everything on it. I mean, this is the future. People have to realize the future is completely different than the present. But we have to invent it, but you also have to protect the invention and the technology of that invention because, and you see, our patent law and our structure here in America is probably the best in the world. If you get a really good patent officer that has all the skills that you have. And if you don't, right now, for example, I see 106 vaccines out there. All of them are very toxic. But I want people to understand, whether it's that or a medical device you want to be to resuscitate people, it's a ventilator. Everybody and their dog are now putting on ventilators made from, junk ventilators. And they don't understand, if you have positive expiratory pressure and somebody's got a perfusion problem on top of their diffusion problem, you're going to make them worse. Well, I've realized with time that whether you're patenting a drug or a device or a procedure to make something or even, clean food or whatever, that if you don't do it properly, you're going to harm people. And a lot of times, corporations get away with a lot of bad stuff. I mean, the regulators often are behind it saying, like the vaccine court or some medical device court like Big Pharma, and they say, hey, give you 4 or 5 seconds of 6 seconds of benefits and 54 seconds of how this is going to make your life miserable and kill you. And how do you approach that? Because one of the big things I've learned over time is my colleagues either want to steal the theory and just run with it, or they want to pretend it's theirs when it wasn't.
Yes, well, the way to deal with that is to be very careful about who you disclose to. You can't teach someone else your invention without first having them sign a non-disclosure agreement if there's no patent application on file. And ideally, do not disclose to anyone until a full patent application is on file. And what that does is help prevent people from running to the patent office and filing a patent application before you do, which would create havoc. Also, it preserves your foreign patent rights because the laws of the United States are different from the laws of other countries. In other countries, as soon as you divulge your invention to the public, it is no longer patentable. And in the United States, if you do that, you only run the risk of having someone else beat you to the patent office, but you still have a whole year from the moment you first publicly use your invention or start selling your invention to the public. You have a whole year grace period, but it's dangerous, and I don't advise getting into that situation.
Now, the other thing is some technologies can be for a simple thing or they can be expanded to multiple things. It's better to get a very focused patent for a specific use, and then you can add additional patents for other uses of that similar technology, right?
That is correct, yes. I call that the DAISY strategy. You can have a central core patent and start branching out, or you could start just putting down the pedals, and then only after you've gotten the major applications of your principle, then you can reveal the full principle to the public, maybe in an academic paper or in another patent.
Thank you. That's very useful. Again, strategicpatentlaw.com. You're helping me. We're working on some projects that are really important. Thank you, Russ Wenzimmer. And, of course, you're also being my attorney to make sure that they don't steal the ideas or run with it or do stuff that basically doesn't allow. Because if I don't maintain intellectual control, this could be used for evil rather than just good. Whenever you're developing a drug or a therapy or whatever, right?
Correct. We'll make sure that does not happen.
Thank you, Russ. We'll be back in a moment with our all the way from New Zealand, Jonathan Gray. Stay tuned.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.